Piano Requests show, and it's nice to be with you. And probably those of you who know classical music a little bit might know that I'm playing On Wings of Song by Mendelssohn. I almost named my broadcast On Wings of Song, but I decided I wanted it to describe what I'm trying to do a little better, so that's why I named it Golden Memories Piano Requests. You know, the piano business has really taken a hit the past few years, and it's kind of hard to find a restaurant that'll put out, you know, $50-$100 for a pianist to come in. So I said, well, heck with you locals, I'm going to go international. So I don't know exactly how I found BBS Radio, but I really appreciate the encouragement they've been. Deborah and Doug, fabulous people. And it'll just be complete if you all now will call in. Here's the number, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Give me your requests, and we'll just pretend like we're at a cosmic piano bar. Can you imagine that? Boy, times have changed, haven't they? Well, who knows? You'll probably stump the piano player, but oh well, we'll get through this hour, won't we? And even if I have to say, call back next week, that's great, you know? People that go to piano bars, you know, they get hooked on it, and all of a sudden, everybody's coming back. All right. Well, I want to thank someone from Massillon, Ohio, here where I live, Doreen. She's sponsoring my first show, and she's always been a diehard supporter of mine. And, you know, everything from the classics to the music that I write for church, you know, she really supports me big time. And so I'm just thanking her right now for sponsoring this first show. So one of her favorite songs is Warsaw Concerto. Thank you, darling. I forgot to mention that my dear wife is here with her pen in hand and cheering me on. Isn't that what it comes down to, huh?
Yeah.
Is there, you know, you do a good job and there's one hand clapping out there. That's my wife. Thank you. Do I hear one hand clapping out there? Thank you, darling. That was written by Richard Addison in 1941 for a film called Dangerous Moonlight. And they didn't expect it to be a hit, but it was. And many film writers followed suit, composers writing what they called tabloid concertos. You know, that big dramatic style in the style of Rachmaninoff. So, okay, Doreen, well, I hope you heard that. I tried to explain how to do all this stuff on the, you know, on the internet and so forth. And so don't forget, this is a call-in show, and I'm waiting for your request. It's 888-627-6008. There's also numbers posted on the website there as you're listening, if you're listening in front of the computer. Very good. Oh, here's a song from the 60s. I remember the day I learned this song. I was 12 years old, and my neighbor walked over with this piece of music, and she said, "Do you know this song?" I said, "No." What would a 12-year-old know, really? But... And then later I learned it. It's called Misty. I started piano lessons when I was about 11 years old, and pretty much after I started, I was pretty much a fanatic. And I remember Spirit gave me the ability to play by ear almost immediately, and I remember the first song I played in the whole world. It was. I figured out the left hand, you could play dozens of songs with three chords in the left hand. And I was like, whoa, are you kidding me or what? So I was off and running, and so battle him. My dad was a preacher. I'm a PK. Well, that may be evident as you listen to me from week to week. But it wasn't long before I was playing in dad's church. So I want to play a little classical song for you. But since I mentioned my dad, and he kind of is responsible for getting me started in music, because, you know, every kid needs some kind of kick, you know. He never had to ask me to practice, that's for sure. That is for sure. In fact, he said, "Son, do you have to tonight? We had this big honking grand piano. about 3 feet from his easy chair. And man, I didn't care. I was going to be the greatest pianist that ever lived. So I'm pounding the heck out of this piano. My poor dad. Well, Dad, he's on the other side now, and I hope he's listening. I hope he's cheering like he always did. But the first song is for you, Dad. Here we go. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, with a little harmony, darling. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious, dear, that grace appeared the hour I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me Sonny. Well, I hope you heard that, Dad. And appreciate the encouragement you've been all through the years. And I hope you're still cheering. Every time I'd play a piano solo, Dad would stand up and clap wildly. And even if there was only a half a dozen people out there, I'm going to try to take this coat off, darling. I'm starting to heat up. Wow. Well, that doesn't surprise me. Well, anyway, so I went from playing by ear, and it's not very usual for people who play by ear to go ahead and take classical lessons, but that's what I did. Had a wonderful childhood teacher by the name of Paul Hanenkrat, and he just passed away a couple years ago. And one time when I was old, about 30, older, when I was older, he admitted, he said, "How do you get off playing Chopin like that? The tempo is this or that or this or that." And I, you know, I was pretty freewheeling. But anyway, he would sit there patiently and listen. He would also listen to my big, fabulous hymn arrangements. You talk about tabloid. There we go. Tabloid hymn arrangements. Big ones. Like this. A la Mozart, a la Rachmaninoff, a la whatever. And he wouldn't sit there and nod his head. Cool, man. Cool. No, he didn't say cool, man. He was old-fashioned. But anyway, started playing piano lessons and fell in love with Beethoven almost right away. And I offended my graduate school teacher one day. I said, "Beethoven. Now, Beethoven, I understand. Man, you should have seen the look he gave me. Beethoven, you understand. Okay, wise guy." But anyway, Here's a nice piece by Beethoven. Everybody knows it. Probably most people know it as the old McDonald's commercial, but oh well. Take advertisement any way you can get it. Right, Beethoven? Fury Lease for one of his students. Which means for Eliza in German. So, well, if you're somewhere in the United States and you want to call and say, hey, we like your music, you play whatever you want. Well, that's good too. At least I know you're out there. That's 888-627-6008. So give me a call and let's have some fun over the telephone. Well, wasn't too many years ago, about a dozen years ago, I started playing the harp. I had noticed the harp, 40 years ago. And, all of a sudden I found this harp at my wife's place of employment. She was employed at a nursing home and, or assisted living place. And so they had a harp sitting in there, and we just so happened we were just starting to court then, and I stepped up my courting. Oh, darling, you weren't supposed to hear that. No. So I stepped up my courting and, brought lots of flowers, but certainly every time I went, I practiced the harp. I did that for an entire year. And of course, I would give them, programs too. They had a nice grand piano right in the living room, and all the guests would gather, and it was great. But after a year of that, Spirit saw fit to drop $10,000 in my hands from an unexpected source. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to blow this on bills. What a silly thing to do. So, I called up Lyon and Healy in Chicago, and I said, give me a price on a harp. Well, boy, was I surprised. I had been shopping, internet, eBay, whatever. Find out that The sweet spot for harps is somewhere between $22,000 and $25,000. I said, you got to be kidding me. And this is for stuff that's 50 years old. You know, harp players, they have a very large ego, most of them, except me, of course. And so I said no. Because I took a lesson from one of my, you know, a couple of harp teachers that I knew, you know, about one apiece. And I said, and I noticed, you know, their hardware, all the screws and the little pulleys and the little levers were just about rusted and falling off. I said, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, I'm going to pay $25,000 for a rust bucket. Yeah, get real. So I went through the catalog and found this beautiful harp. It's called a Salvi. And it's Salvi's the company. Daphne is the model. And it's a collaborative effort between Italy and United States over there at Lion and Healy. And it's a beautiful mahogany thing. It's called a semi-grand, oddly enough. Guess what? It lacks one string to being a grand. A grand has 47 strings. A semi-grand has 46 strings. Well, I came to find out that the average difference between a semi-grand and a grand was approximately $5,000 to $6,000. And I said, no, I'm not going to spend $6,000 for one string. I'm an improviser. I can work around it. So that's what I did. I hope you can hear this. I got it right up next to my piano here. And here she is, Daphne. I'd like to play a little song called Let It Be Me. I bless the day I found you. That goes for you, darling.
Thank you, darling. Yeah. Same to you.
Yeah. And my harp. Get, you know, I'm a Greek boy. I feel lucky to have someone stay with me. But so thank you, darling. It's great. I do a lot of weddings on the harp, and actually, it's the only thing I'm getting paid much for these days. You know, like I said, the piano bar business is falling off here. Where's my tip jar, darling?
I forgot it.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, your tip to me would be to call, all right? And that's 888-627-6008. So here is another little harp song by Bach. It's called Sheep May Safely Graze. Safely Graze, one of those interesting Bach pieces like Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring, in which the accompaniment, it's actually the accompaniment, became the famous part of the song, as this one did. That's actually the rippling accompaniment that Bach put to that. And of course, that became very famous, even in terms of a rock and roll song. And I don't know how it went exactly, but they really put like a disco beat to it. So anyway. Well, let's pep it up just a little bit here. I was thinking about, as I was playing that song, my granddaughter, my little granddaughter. She's a blonde. And extremely vivacious. And I remember we went to Washington, D.C. on her birthday. I think, what was she, one or two there? Two years old. And, God bless her. She just, this is her favorite song. Do you mind? Can I do my granddaughter? Since you're not calling, I have to do my granddaughter's favorite song. That's okay. You call me now, 888-627-6008. Believe it or not, this is her favorite song, the Clarinet Polka. My wife's dancing. For a Greek name. My grandma's name. Thank you. I'm sure you couldn't resist the temptation to dance. Deborah, were you dancing? Okay, I hope so. All right. I like things that challenge my fingers a little bit. And I remember for about a whole year, I lost my music to Flight of the Bumblebee. And I had to play it every day, you know. So I said, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to forget it. So I was forced to play it every day. I don't know how far I'll get in it today, but here's the Flight of the Bumblebee. Made it almost with no mistakes, darling.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. The end kind of was a little goofy, but it's good. You know, speaking of practicing, I've spent 30, 40 years practicing the piano? Who knows, longer. And I remember in graduate school, I got so nervous in my recital, and come to find out, you know, 20, 30 years later, unfortunately, that it was really more of a technical problem than an emotional problem. So in the space of about 10 years, I changed my hand position. If you're a pianist out there, you can imagine what a monumental task that was. So, and what's the name of that Chinese pianist that's so famous? My wife says, no, not me. Starts with an L. Oh, he's very emotional. Anyway, I heard him on a talk show once, and he said, yeah, I'm working on the flat-fingered approach. And I started working with that, and all of my tensions started flying out the window. And I'm happy to say that, well, I'm not going to say I'm nearly at the end of this incarnation. No, I would never say that. No, 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 because I'm reading Leonard Orr's book, Breaking the Death Habit. So I'm going to say I'm just getting started. What movie is that from, darling?
Son of a Woman.
Al Pacino. He's a wild man. That's because he's half Greek.
Yeah.
Oh, did I mention that I was full Greek? Oh, boy, look out. Anyway, where was I going with this, darling? I can't read your writing. Make it bigger, darling. I think I'm going to play your favorite song.
Going Home.
Going Home.
Oh,
absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
I'll be crying. Thank you.
That was the theme from Dvorak's New World Symphony, commonly known as Going Home. And, I hear my dog crying. Oh, my goodness. Maybe this song was so beautiful, he's out there crying.
I'm thinking that's what it was. It makes me cry.
Well, I guess I delve into all kinds of music, and my wife's from Georgia, and she got me onto this piece. Well, maybe not, but she just caught a hold of it when I started playing it. It's called The Last Date. It was made famous as a piano solo by Floyd Kramer. So here's The Last Date. It's by special request from my co-host. So nervous, I can't remember how it starts. You out there doubt whether this is staged or not. Now you know this is really a piano bar. But I got it, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, it came back to me. I haven't played it for a year or two. Yeah. Let's see, here we go. All right. What do we have coming down the pike? I work in a very large a very large Catholic church, and have a beautiful choir and children's choirs, and I even have a band that plays every other weekend mass. Is that cool or what? So I remember I was uncomfortable with using saxophones, you know, for the Catholic mass, and it took a few years, you know, of getting bolder and bolder and bolder. And then all of a sudden I had all these people that played all kinds of different things. So I said, oh, well, I mean, this is ministry, you know, this is not showtime. So every other week I have a beautiful saxophone, trumpet, bass guitar, flute sometimes, and xylophone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have a good time. So, I thought maybe I'd share with you one of the songs I wrote for during my tenure there. Okay, it's a psalm, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall. He gives me repose. By restful waters, he leads me. He is refreshment to my thirsty soul. And in his presence, my cup overflows. guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are beside me. Your rod and staff give me courage and comfort. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. By restful waters he leads me, he is refreshment to my thirsty soul. And in his presence my cup overflows. Surely goodness and kindness shall follow me the rest of my life, and I shall make my home, I shall make my home in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. By restful waters he leads me, he is refreshment to my thirsty soul. And in his presence my cup overflows.
It's beautiful.
Thank you, darling. All right. Well, I was talking about saxophones in church, but actually that came about because I started a jazz band. I said, what am I going to do with all these saxophone players? So we started playing for picnics, and before long, voila, Timeless, my jazz band emerged. And here's one of our standards. We started with mostly 30s and 40s hits, you know, kind of big band style. After about 4 or 5 years, we've branched out a lot. So here's one of them. Co-host, my wife Janice. You sitting here smiling makes me want to sing this peppy song. Hey, good looking.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby. Don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing is free, so if you want to have fun, come along with me. Hey, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me? How about cooking something up with me?
All right, you know, right about now, the phone should ring, and I need a request from you. The number is 888-627-6008. Give me a call, and let's see if I can play your song. All right. How much time do I have left? Oh, about 5 or 6 minutes. Here's a lovely song I remember listening to in a bar lots of years ago in college. It was the first time I heard Malaguena, and I thought, wow, what a cool song that is. So here's Malaguena. Close to the end here. I got to tell you, I just got a little tablet computer, and I filled it up with all these songs I was going to use, you know, and tap my finger on there and play a bunch of stuff. And I haven't cracked the thing. I guess it's just distracting. I'm just so used to flying, you know, where the wind blows, where the spirit blows, that it just went better that way. It's been nice to entertain you today. And thank you, Janice. Yeah. Nice to be with you. We don't have to go anywhere, do we?
No.
No, we're at our home, and our dogs are trapped, and we're doing okay. So here's a send off to you. It's really my good intention for everyone who listens, and I hope that you'll be encouraged and helped, and in any way possible. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end is a golden sky and a sweet silver song of a lark. Nice to be with you. Tune in next week, Tuesday, and whatever time it is, it's listed at Pacific time at 10 o'clock. And I want to have that lovely lady's name who precedes me. Be sure to listen to her and then stay tuned for me.